الدين كلمة وسلم الله تعالى كان خاصة مصر كان خاصة مصر قرن بطيرة الدولة هدار مساك اليدية ستيرة somebody who has a shakshalas of the Messiah from Beis Pris his father. I grew up in this neighborhood way before Rabbi Shechter came here. And I remember going, the Young Israel Buddha was established. It was first called Eitz Chaim. I don't know if you know that. And then they turned it, they joined the Young Israel Movement. And the Young Israel Movement didn't want to allow them to become a Young Israel because they were afraid, like everything else, it would turn into a conservative synagogue. That was, Yaakov Kamenetsky came down. He met with Frank Sturm, who was the president. He said, don't worry, my son will make sure that it won't turn into such a synagogue. But it was a shul, a simple balabatim, and there were hardly a minyan. And there was one shas. It was a San Sino shas. He opened up, it was Chinese, this rabbi postulated, and this, with thou from thou and thee and thou. Baruch Hashem, you have to be a scholar to read it. But Baruch Hashem, Shas is accessible today to everybody. I'm not the pitching for hospital, but parents, Vedas, learn with your children. There's audio tapes, there's all types of tapes. But there's so much Torah in the neighborhood, so many shiurim, and that's really why, in a way, I had to introduce Rav Shechter. Yom Yisrael was always a wonderful shul, a great little league team. I was on it, my kids were on it. But now, Yom Yisrael of Hudmiya stands for a Makam Torah Tzvila 24/7. They designated a Rav to be Mershah Beis Meirish, which means to coordinate Limud HaTorah Yom V'Laila, Shiurim constantly. And Rav Shechter was Nifkad, he was designated with that job, and Baruch Hashem has turned the Young Israel of Hudmiya with Shiurim Yom V'Laila that our family and I know personally are Nana from, and so many people are Nana from. So it's a tremendous chus to ask Rav Shechter to say a few words to Mechazit, all the young men, parents and grandparents, for us all time.
Good morning, everybody. So many familiar faces. And it's such a joy, such a pleasure to be here. A warm mazel tov to all the Chassani HaTorah, all the young men who are now beginning on this wonderful journey of learning Torah, of learning Gemara, and taking this really to the next level. To the fathers and to the grandfathers who are here, is there a greater way to say it than what we say every Shabbos in this Miros? We should have the opportunity. I'm so moved when I go to the Haskalas Gemara of my own children, and I never thought I would be equally as moved by being at a Haskalas Gemara of somebody else's children. But it's very moving. It's moving every time because you see the joy, you see the simcha of children who are engaging in something that our grandparents, our great-grandparents, that the Shalshelis has been busy with and has been studying, has been mastering for so many centuries, for so many generations. And it's such a privilege, it's such an honor to be here. The Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Chav Ches tells us about what exactly the Shalshelis of the Jewish people is all about. The Gemara writes, Avram Zakim V'Yoshev Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zakim V'Yoshev Yeshiva, Yaakov Zakim V'Yoshev Yeshiva U'Mimehem Shel Avoseinu Lo Paska Yeshiva Mehem. What makes the Jewish people special is that the yeshiva has always been the focal point of our lives, of our communities. That's the way it was in the days of Avraham Avinu, and it's the way it's been ever since. So to spend the day off using our time, investing in this mainstay of what a community is all about, reminding ourselves of how much this needs to be the focal point of what a community is all about, of what defines us as a people, can there be a greater privilege than that? And I thank Rabbi Kamenetsky for all that he does for our community, for this yeshiva, for all of us, and for including me in this great simchas HaTorah this morning, and to all the rabbeim, he should have so much nachas from all your talmidim. Banecha elu ha-talmidim, we know that These are your children. They're an extension of your family. That's the way you treat them. It's the way you deal with them. It's the way you educate them. We all know it. And we're all grateful as a community for all the time and the effort that you invest in all of our children. So we have a little bit of a problem. The Gemara writes in the Sefer Kiddushin, and it's quoted in the Halacha and the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch Yeruday, and in the Talmud Torah as well, that a person should try to diversify their learning. Le'olam yashlish adam limudo. A person should try to learn a little bit of this, a little bit of that, the same way a businessman knows. You don't put all your money in one stock. You have to diversify. You have to make sure that you have a safe investment, and you have to try to spread it around. So the Gemara says you have to diversify your learning as well. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. You're supposed to spend one-third of your time learning Tanakh, one-third of your time learning Mishnah, and one-third of our time should be spent learning Gemara. Sounds like a wonderful piece of advice that the Gemara gives us, but I challenge you. Ask anybody who learns Torah today, are they really careful to diversify? Are they careful to allocate their time and to calculate so carefully and make sure that every day they're learning Tanakh and they're learning Mishnah and they're learning Gemara? Well, there are some people who love Tanakh and only learn Tanakh. There are some people who love Mishnayos and only do the Mishnayomi and only learn Mishnayos. There are others who love to learn Gemara. And they're at the Daf Yomi Shir every day, at the Daf HaShavua, at the Amud Yomi, and they're learning. But how many people do you know that actually learn all three and who allocate their time properly as the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam tell us to do? This is not my question. It's the question that Tosfos asks in the Sefer Kiddushin. How could it be that every Jew we know is doing the wrong thing? And Tosfos says, it must be. Based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Tosfos writes, when one learns Talmud Bavli, that is all-encompassing. Talmud Bavli is referred to as such not only because it was written in Bavel, but also because, as the Gemara tells us, it's Bavel the Mikra, it's Bavel the Mishnah, and it's Bavel the Talmud. Talmud Bavli has it all. Once you start to learn Talmud Bavli, you have everything that a good Jew needs to have. You have Chumash, you have Mishnah, you have Gemara, you have the Svar, you have the understanding, you have the Hashkafas HaTorah that comes out from the Gemara as well. When you start engaging in the study of Talmud Bavli, you have it all. And therefore, Tosfos writes, you no longer need to be concerned about allocating your time to learn Tanakh, to learn Mishnayos. You have everything. Because Talmud Bavli is all-inclusive. The Navi Yeshaya, when he describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world, the Navi refers to the Ribono Shel Olam as a Kel Mistater, as a God who is hidden. My father likes to say, the Ribono Shel Olam does such a good job hiding, we don't even know to look for him. We don't even know that he's missing. He's so hidden from all of us. And the Torah speaks about a time of Hester Panim as well. We all know. We live at a time of Hester Panim. So we just said this morning in the davening, Tashas Choshech Lihi Laila. We say it in Baruch Nafshi and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, what does it mean, Tashas Choshech Lihi Laila? Zeh Ha'olam HaZeh HaDomeh LaLaila. That's a reference to our world that sometimes is so confusing. And we don't know where to turn, and we don't know what to do, and we have no direction. Which is why the Gemara says in Sukkim, Daf Nun, one of the Amorayim, once Parcha Nishmaso, he passed away, he went up to the Olam HaEmes, somehow he miraculously came back. And all of his friends, all of his Chaverim asked him, what did you see? Can you give us some insight? You were up in the Olam HaEmes, and he says, Olam HaFaraisi, I saw an upside down world. What was the upside down world? Elyonim lemala, betachtonim lemata, everything was upside down. The way we view, the way we see things, is not at all commensurate with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to run things in his world. So what do we do? What do we do when we try to navigate this kind of world that is so confusing, that is sometimes so distant from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be? What do we do about that? Well, we have a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin where the Gemara says, b'machshakim hoshkivani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a dark world, and the Gemara says a strange statement, Zed Talmud Bavli. What does that mean? Talmud Bavli is the dark point of our lives? Talmud Bavli is the Machshakim Moshivani, and the answer is no. Talmud Bavli is the answer to the Machshakim Moshivani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a state of Choshev, in a state of Hester Panim, in a very dangerous and dark world out there. It's confusing, it's complicated, but the answer to all of that is Zeh Talmud Bavli. Engage in the study of Talmud Bavli and you will be enlightened. And you will come to an understanding of how one is ought to live life, of the kind of life HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects and wishes for all of us to be living. We know that when we learn Chumash, every word of the Chumash is so carefully calculated. And we know that every letter and every space is there for a reason, is taken out for a particular purpose. You get to Parshas Maaseh, and you ask yourself, why do we need the repetition of all the different places that Klal Yisrael traveled in the Mikvah? It's not as if we haven't heard it already, but now we repeat it, and it's this monotonous list of all the different locations and all the places they went, of all the stops along the way. Why do we need it? It seems so extraneous. We're never going to do it again. We're not going to travel from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael again. Why do we need to know this? The Mefarshim on Chumash struggle to try to understand it. But some of them write that in some way this is forecasting all of our lives. We start off coming out of Mitzrayim, as they suggest, when one is in the womb, they're stuck. They have no ability to really do anything. You come out into the world and you're in the Midbar. And you're out in the wilderness, and you have to make decisions and choices along the way. Where are you going to go? How you're going to do this journey? Ultimately, leading all of us to Eretz Yisrael, that is the ultimate journey of where all of us need to get to and where we need to be. But what's important to remember is what the Torah mentions there. And that is, Al-Pi HaShem Yachanu Va-Al-Pi HaShem Yisil. Every step of the journey was based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do. Did they make mistakes sometimes along the way? Of course they did. We all make mistakes. But the goal of every Jew needs to be that as we journey from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, that's always Al-Pi HaShem Yachanu Va-Al-Pi HaShem Yisil. And the only way to do that, the only way to get an insight as to what the Ratzon HaShem is at every juncture of our lives and throughout this journey of the Machshakim Hoshivani is, as the Gemara tells us, Zeh Talmud Bavli. As you go through the study of Talmud Bavli, you come to an understanding and appreciation of what the Ratzon HaShem is, of how the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to live our lives. In these parshiyos we're going to read about HaKol Kol Yaakov HaYadayim De'Esav, we know that our strength and our advantage is in our kol. It's in our ability to use our voices to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's what the Jewish people have always been about. Rav Asher Weiss once mentioned to me that when you go to a concert, you hear a symphony playing together. And that's what makes it beautiful. You hear all kinds of different sounds that come together to make the beautiful music. But every so often they'll stop the symphony and they'll have one organ that will play. They'll have one instrument that will play and do a solo. They'll have one person singing. And that's also a different kind of beautiful. When you don't have the harmony, when you don't have the distraction, when you don't have other noises, but all you have is one pure, pristine, beautiful voice. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, as a community, we all serve together and we are a symphony. But every so often the Ribono Shel Olam turns to us and says, Hashmi'ini es kolech. Let me hear a solo. I want to hear your beautiful voice. And being here this morning and hearing the solo of every one of the Chassanei HaTorah, hearing the solo of every one of the young boys in the fifth grade who have the ability to now use their voice, their kol kol Yaakov, on their own, at their own pace. And each shir, as Rabbi Kamenetsky so beautifully mentioned, is learning their own parak, their own sefta, focusing on their own learning, and that is going to be the guide throughout your life. You need to make sure that throughout life you have the ability, Hashmi'ini es kolech, to sing a solo. Like the Gemara tells us, Einam lomed ela demakom shelido chafes. Just because this part of the Gemara works for somebody else, doesn't mean that it's going to speak to you. There's so much for us to master, so much for us to learn, so much opportunity. But to realize that as we do that, it's Hashmi'ini es kolech. It's singing to the Ribono Shel Olam with our solo. It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciate. And it's hard. It's hard to learn. It's hard to fully understand and appreciate all of Talmud Bavli. It's hard for us to do this difficult work, and it's foreign to us. The language is foreign. The logic is foreign. But like the Gemara says, Yagati velo matzasi al tamen. There's no such thing as a person who really invests in themselves and doesn't find satisfaction. We will all find it if we work hard enough. Let me close with a medrash. We know that the Torah is Nimshel Alamayim. And there are so many different interpretations, but the medrash says, anyone here ever had a leak in their home? When you have a leak in your house, how does it start? And what ends up happening? So the medrash says, Ma'amayim Yordim Tipim Tipim, as we know, when you have a leak, it trickles down very slowly. And after time, it ends up being a big mess. You have a pool of water downstairs, you have a big puddle, and now you have to rip out the walls and you have to take everything apart, but it all started with just a couple of drops. That's how it all begins. V'nasim nachalim, in the end it becomes a big pool of water. Kach HaTorah, says the Medrash, so too is our experience with Limud HaTorah. It's overwhelming when you look at all of Talmud Bavli, look at the Shas on the Bima over here. How am I ever going to master all of that? Can I ever really become the great Talmud Chacham that we speak about, that we celebrate? It's never going to be me. We all had those thoughts when we were in fifth grade. I'm sure every one of you Rabbeim felt the same. When they started to learn Gemara, will I ever be a Rebbe? Will I ever master a Gemara enough to teach it to somebody else? But they follow what the Medrash says, and that is, Adam Lomid Shtei Halachos Hayom, Shtei Halachos Lamachar. You do one daf Gemara today and one block Gemara tomorrow. You learn a little bit here, a little bit there. You pick up along the way, and in the end, Nasa Nechalim. Torah is Nimshel Alamayim. That's our experience with Limud HaTorah as well. Yehi Ratzon Shani Anachnu B'Tzatzareinu B'Tzatzari Amcha Beis Yisrael. Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'Lomdei Sorasecha Nishmar. We should all have the opportunity to learn and master our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. It should be sweet to us. Harav Na Hashem Elokeinu. We should always have this enjoyable experience, this love, and this desire to master our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, to come to an understanding of what Ratzon Hashem is in our complicated world, and that we all have the opportunity to celebrate many, many wonderful and happy milestones in the growth and development of our children, Beruchnius and Vagashmius, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu have so much nachas from our investment and from our commitment to his Torah and to all of its values. Mazel tov to all of you.
Yashikayat Rabbi Shafter, thank you very, very much for joining us today, Rabbi Shafter, and thanks for your very beautiful drasha. At this point, as we're about to close today's program, we're going to end with a raffle. We have beautiful shasim. I would like the three fifth grade rabbeim to please come up and bring their shas with